Our sermon today is based on a reading from Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 through 6. It's up on the screen now. Let mutual affection continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that, some have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those who are in prison as though you were in prison with them, those who are being tortured as though you yourselves were being tortured. Let marriage be held in honor by all, and let the marriage bed be kept undefiled, for God will judge fornicators and adulterers. Keep your lives free from the love of money, and be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? Thank you, God, for the comforting promises we find in your word. In case you ever wondered, I get my sermon inspiration from various and sundry places. They come from Bible verses, of course, often the ones I come across in my daily Bible readings. Sometimes the sermons are inspired by song lyrics. Sometimes they're inspired by just words such as stone or stuck or well. Sometimes movies inspire my sermons. I did a sermon series once based on famous lines from movies like, I'm walking here from Midnight Cowboy, and these aren't the droids you're looking for from Star Wars, and we're gonna need a bigger boat from Jaws. I've even done a sermon series on texting shorthand, you know, BRB for be right back, LOL for laugh out loud, TTYL for talk to you later. So today's sermon was inspired by a contribution I saw in the Sunday New York Times column, Metropolitan Diary, which are very short stories about people's New York memories. I like reading this column because it brings back my own New York memories. In this particular story, the writer told about a time he was waiting for a train with an older woman he didn't know, and he happened to mention to her that he had just gone through a breakup. The woman told him that in bad moments in his life, he needed to tell himself three things. I love you, I'll take care of you, I'll never leave you. I went, aw, as I sat there with my coffee, loving the sentiment, the sweetness, and the emphasis on positive self-talk that this woman had given this despairing man. But next I thought, in the absence of a fellow human being to say those words to you, if you find it difficult to tell them to yourself, who else would say those three things to you? Who else has told us over and over again, I love you, I'll take care of you, I'll never leave you? Of course, God. Every day and in many different ways, God tells us those three things over and over. I love you, I'll take care of you, I'll never leave you. Maybe if a person said that to us, we might respond with a sarcastic, yeah, right, don't make promises you can't keep. How many people have heard someone else say, I love you, only to have that person take advantage of them or treat them in decidedly unloving ways? How many people have heard someone else say, I'll take care of you, only for them to renege on their promise and show their selfish true colors? How many people have heard someone say, I'll never leave you, only to have just that happen when times get tough? It's enough to ruin your faith in humankind, but that's not where we should focus our faith anyway. People are people, humans are human, contrary, conniving, self-centered, scattered brain, insecure, insincere. Some people will say anything to get other people to do what they want. Some people don't care about other people's feelings and needs. They make these types of promises and quickly forget all about them. But God has made those promises to us, and God will never go back on a promise. The exact words, I will never leave you or forsake you, aren't in the Bible, but the spirit of those words can be discovered all over the Bible. In Genesis 28:15, God assures Jacob as he's traveling away from home for the first time, know that I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. In 1 Chronicles 28:20, David said to Solomon, his son, be strong and of good courage and do it. Build the temple. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you. And God made the promise to Joshua in Joshua 1:5, as Moses' loyal assistant was about to lead the people into the promised land. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. You may say, yeah, well, those are nice sentiments, and they're all well and good for the psalmist and Jacob and Solomon and Joshua. But what about me? Well, what about you? Why would God make all these promises to all these other people and leave you out? Why would God say, I'll love everyone but you? I'll take everyone. I'll take care of everyone but you. I'll never leave anyone else, but I'll leave you. God wouldn't do that to you. God is not that kind of God. Are you no less precious to God than the psalmist and Jacob and Solomon and Joshua? God's age-old promises to love, care for, and never leave his children that he has made has come down to us too. God does not change. God's love does not change. God's care and provision do not change. And God will not leave you alone, forsaken, scared, hopeless, forlorn. How could we ever doubt that? When we remember how Jesus told his disciples in the upper room before he went to the cross, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. And at his ascension, he emphasized, I am with you always. He also promised to send them the Holy Spirit, the advocate, the comforter, who would remind them of all God's promises and help them see how wonderfully God keeps those divine promises to love us, care for us, and never leave us. How appropriate to contemplate these three things on Trinity Sunday, when we celebrate and commemorate and thank the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit for all they do for us. We are so grateful for their presence in our lives, for their love, for their care, for always being there for us. But we know too that although we have the promise of love, care, and presence, God has never promised that our lives will all be smooth sailing all the time. We'll have hard times and challenges, disappointments and setbacks and trauma and tragedy, but God has already told us he will always be there for us and with us, whatever happens to us. Remember, Jesus also said, in the world you will face persecution, but take courage. I have conquered the world. The woman in the Metropolitan Diary story made the young man repeat the words after her several times as if to make sure they would be ingrained in his brain and he would believe them. I love you. I'll take care of you. I'll never leave you. We can borrow that woman's wisdom and advice and remind ourselves as many times as we need to that God has told us, I love you. And the Holy Spirit adds, I'll take care of you. And Jesus chimes in, I'll never leave you. Aren't these wonderful words? The last part of the scripture is a quote from Psalm 118:6. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Those three things are like a shield that protects us from all the evilness running rampant in the world. They help us stop trying to take care of everything all by ourselves and fully rely on God and take God's promises seriously and faithfully. Why not take these words to heart? Why not claim them for yourselves? Why not repeat them over and over as many times as you need to? Pretend God was saying them directly to you. I love you. I'll take care of you. I'll never leave you. The young man and the old woman in the story parted ways, and he said he regretted he never found out her name or anything about her. I know who that woman was. She was just another one of God's angels sent to reassure someone and point them back in the right direction. She came to that young man at the right time, in the right place, with the right words. Three things he can cling to for guidance, comfort, and strength. And so can we. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for sending angels to us to give us words of wisdom just when we need them most. Let us always remember that you love us, you'll take care of us, and you'll never leave us. So Jacob's pledge becomes our pledge. Since God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go and will give me bread to eat and clothing to wear so that I come again to my Father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God forever and always. Amen. Thank you.
with God from this day on. His helping hand I lean upon. This is my prayer, my humble plea. May the Lord be ever with me. There is no death, though eyes grow dim. There is no fear when I'm near to Him. I'll lean on Him forever, and He'll forsake me never. He faith is strong. Whatever road I may walk along, I'll walk with God. I'll take His hand. I'll talk with God. He'll understand. I'll pray to Him each day, to Him, and He'll hear the word that I say. His